Gemara says, in the beginning of the third parak, that's what you zayin on the base, Misha Meisoy Muta Lefonov, Koto Mikreashma, Minatfilo, Minatfilo, and he called Misoy Samoris Batur, his mess is laying in front of him, which means that one of his relatives died, and he's Mechuyev to bury him, the mitzvah of burying, mitzvah of Svura, and he has to worry and see that all the things should be arranged in order to bury him properly. So, meantime, while he's arranging, while he's misasik with the mayor, he's potter from mitzvahs. He's potter from kreshma and tefillah and tefillah, and all the mitzvahs are moris baturach. An essay is potter. The Rashi says in the Mishnah, lefishu tovud b'machsheves kvurosa. Rather, do me the chosen, the potter mishim tirda de mitzvah. Because he has a tirda de mitzvah, he's potter from all the mitzvahs, which is an equal, oisek b'mitzvah potter mina mitzvah, just like a chosen. Is oisek b'mitzvah potter mina mitzvah. So the same thing by oisek b'mes, is oisek b'mitzvah is potter mina mitzvah. The same thing Rashi says, on daf yud ches on the dalef, it says a braisa. Kotanya, mshamer os ames, afal tishein ames, oi potter mikre shma, minat filo, and mikol mitzvah is amuris batur. Here it's talking about a mess, even though it's not his mess, but he's watching it. It says in the Mefarshim, why you have to watch a mess, mitzneu achborn, you have to watch that he should stay complete and he shouldn't get bothered, like achborn or mice might come to ruin it. So Rashi says, Poto mikresh ma mishum doisek b'mitzvah, because he's doisek b'mitzvah of kovod ames, or yishasek b'kvuras ames, from the mele is poto from other mitzvahs, from kreshma, from tefillah, and from tefillah. And the Gemara says, Misha Meisoy Muta Lefonov, the Gemara in Yudzayin on the base, Misha Meisoy Muta Lefonov, Oichel Bebayis Acher, you're not supposed to eat right in front of the mess. Namely, Bayis Acher, Oichel Bebayis Chaver. Namely, Bayis Chaver, Oichel Mechitza Boichel. Namely, Dovel Asis Mechitza, Machver Fona Boichel, Vein Mesa Boichel, Vein Echel Bosa, Vein Eches Yai. Here it's talking that it's Meisoy Muta Lefonov, says Oinen, it's also to eat in front of the mitzvah. Here already we're not talking about doing another mitzvah, just eating. If somebody's oisek b'mitzvah, he's allowed to eat. If he's watching the mess, or he's oisek b'mess, so he's also allowed to eat. So why can't he eat? So Rashi says, oichel b'bayis acher, d'nire k'leig l'rosh. It looks like a leig l'rosh. Leig l'rosh, cheref l'iseyu, means it's a bizayin for the mess. That you're doing something, you're not misastic with him, it looks like you're neglecting him, and you're osik in your own things. About Leg Larosh, there's also the Gemara we saw about Gimel on the Beis, of the Omar Abzirika, Omar Abami, Omar Abishar Ben Levi. If somebody's talking to someone else in front of a mess, so you're not allowed to say other things, only Dvorov Shal Mes. Omar Abab Balkan, Eloy Amon Ela Bedivre Soyo. Only Divrei Torah you're not allowed to say in front of the mess. But Dvarim B'Teilim you're allowed to say in front of the mess. You're allowed some to talk. So Rashi says in Gimel on the Bezala, Elo L'Dvar Aloch, which is Divrei Torah, also L'Saper L'Fonov. You're not allowed to talk and learning in front of the mess. Shakol Chayovin L'Saper L'Fonov. Everybody's supposed to say Divrei Torah. B'Mes Doimein, B'Avle Lug L'Rosh Cheref Eseyut. And the mess can't talk in learning. Some of the meleis, you're called the loig l'rosh, says you're laughing at the mess. So it's a design for the mess. You don't say divrei Torah. That means that you're not even allowed learning, which is the most important thing. But if there's kovod abrius, it's a design for the mess, loig l'rosh, so you don't even learn. Then the Gemara says, v'ikidam riyam rabba b'balkan, le'amon el afilu b'divrei Torah, v'koshken mili da'alma. Even Divrei Torah, which is a mitzvah, you're not allowed to improv the mess. Hold on. Kolshkin.
We lost a few seconds. Lost half a minute there. We go back half a minute.
So Rabbi Bar Kana says in the second lashon that even Divrei Torah, which is a mitzvah, you're not allowed to talk in front of the mess. Kolshkin mili da'alma. So why can you talk Dvarim B'Teilim in front of the mess? Some to talk with somebody, to shmooze. So that's like the Gemara says in Daf Yud Zayin in the third character, you're not allowed to eat in front of the mess. Because it looks like you're not paying attention to the mess, you're not giving the mess COVID, you're leaving him, you're neglecting him, and you're doing your own things. That's why it's loy zorot. The first lesson of Daf Gimel holds that dvorim betelim is not a bizoin for the mess. I'm talking to someone. It doesn't mean that I'm mevazeh the mess. But dvorim betelim is also, and there are kind of the Rashi says in Daf Gimel on the base, why is it a loy zorot? Because akol chayav in the sapper, but everybody's supposed to talk dvorim betelim. But a mess doimim. The mess is not talking, so it's loy zorot. But dvorim betelim means every, even if somebody keeps quiet, it's no right that you're living at it. Not everybody talks dvorim betelim. So Rav Ruderman, the Rosh Shiva of Baltimore, once brought a raya that this Rashi sees that if two people are talking and learning, it's a mitzvah to mix in and also talk and learning. Because if it wouldn't be a mitzvah, so why is it loy zorot? Maybe he's not mixing in, just like a chai doesn't mix in. A raya that a chai has to mix in. But on the other hand, it could be maybe it's not a raya. It just means something that's nogea to other people. He can't do it because he's a man, so it's a bizarre. Let's say you don't have to mix it. If you see two people talking and learning, but you're able to talk and learning, so you're not moved from it. You're also part of it. But if he's a mess, I'm talking and learning with somebody else, and it's as if we're mevazim that he can't talk and learning even if he wanted to. Gopanim, it's a little bit doimah the Gemara and Daf Gimel to the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin. If we say that dvorim betelim is also to talk like lavosh, so also achila is also. On the other hand, it could be achila is more of a bizoin, and dvorim betelim would be mutar to talk in front of the mess. And Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi that the time that you don't, your photo mitzvah min achila. Yerushalmi mefarish time omra bun. Steve leman tizkor osim tosfos meot mitzvah kol yamei chayecha. It says Yomim Shatoisik Bechaim, Velo Yomim Shatoisik Bemesim. But when are you supposed to remember the Sias Mitzrayim? The days that you're Oisik Bechaim, when you're doing mitzvahs of Bechaim. But if you're Oisik Bemesim, then you don't have the chiyuv of Oisik Sias Mitzrayim. It's a little bit mashma from the Yerushalmi that this process is like a story that you're not chayav. When you're Oisik Bemesim, you're not chayav in the mitzvah of another mitzvah. It's like, as I said, that the mitzvah of mes, Oisik Bemes, is more than anything else. Then Tosfos brings. Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi. First of all, Tosfos brings from Rashi. Rashi says, "Einu nevorech, einu tovich levorech birchas hamozen." Doesn't have to say birchas hamozen. Doesn't have to. It's mashma from Rashi. And if he wants to, he could be machme and do such a mitzvah. It's up to him to decide if he wants to do the mitzvah. But Tosfos is late, and Tosfos says that he's not allowed to, because the Yerushalmi says, "In rotsa lachmir ein shemini." In fact, the Rambam. Wait, I don't know if you have a Rambam here or a Mada. Ava. The Rambam in Perek Dalet and Ilchus Kriyas Master. That's if the Rambam said the din of a chosen that's brought up from Kriyas Mashen Daiter Tnuyo, and then he brings the din of a mess that it is misabel is potter mitzias machis berenu mitnei shein daiter tnuyo lichoy, and then he goes on with all the dinim of a tour of a ovel and a oimen, and then he says, if you always take the Hesteger Potter, or Kovur Samet, and Chosru, the Shura Pnimis, the Shura Chisoyna, then in Aloch HaZayim, he says, call me, Shur Potter Melikos Kriyashma, in Roto Lachner Alas Melikos Kriyashma. If you want to be Machni and read it, you could read Kriyashma. Behu Shetei Daite Pnuyolo. If he could find himself that his das is Pornay, so if he wants to, he could read Kriyashma. It's Mashma from the Rambam that he goes on everything that he said before in this spirit. So would be mashma, even a onen or ovel, if he's ein daiter tnuya, but if he can find himself to be daiter tnuya, so he can read Kriyashma, he can be machmir, like it was mashma a little bit, like what Rashi says, ein tzorich levorich birchas hamozen, and tells him from the dag that if he wants to, he could, and he says to Rishalmi, he says he can't be machmir, but it's mashma the Rambam, he could. Aval inoya zeh poto, milikos mevuol, Ainar Asher Likos, Achet is Yashiv Daiter Elof, that he's taught from reading. And he's really Mavu'al, he's not allowed to read while he's Mavu'al, because his ain't got to snuya. So Mamela, it's totally, it's up to him. If he wants to be Machna and finds himself able to do it, he could. The writer here is Koilet, he says, Mabekach Yikro V'yekir Kori Batero. If a person wants to read Kriya Shema, so of course the writer is more Machna, it goes on Chosen than on the other, because the Rambam, the writer there, let's say he's Mavu'al, why does the Rambam say that he's not allowed to read Kriya Shema V'yekir Kori Batero? Let him read. He'll be like the Kori Batero, V'lo Yekir Kori Shem Shomai Me'ola. The angel Dermele Tfila, by Tfila, you need kavana. The etim tefillah is kavana. Without kavana, it's not tefillah, so you're not allowed to put Kriya Shema. Even if he doesn't have kavana, let him read Kriya Shema. Ve'en choseh shenato le'yuara, sh'adov al-yodu al-roi v'akirin v'amistalalim, she'ena elo mitzvah z'anoshim l'umoda. Gam b'chachne ha'gimora yo'emrim, ken machzik netivus el-reshoi, ki matina l'moidim kora minafshe. So he brings that even the Moroim, they didn't have so much kavana, because one of them Moroim said in the Yerushalmi that he says that when he was came to Modim, is like his body bowed down by itself, his mind was a little bit somewhere else. Or either Choma Daven Moni Diyum seemed to get slow, so he was counting different things and during the davening. Either Choma Von Mandama said the Choshes Man Mamti Asel of the Malkus, thinking who's going to bring the Melech Adah. So maybe their mind was wandering a little bit during the davening. So maybe they don't have kavanah, so Rabbi says, so anyway, even if it's ain't daiter in Yosheva Solov, so let him read Kriya Shema. The Rambam says, Dafkes is daiter in Yosheva Solov, so it could be Machna. So there'll be Machna that he holds like the Shita of Rashi. And then Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, why is ain't Rashi Lavorech? Why? Is he's machmir, and he can't be doing the mitzvahs. So he says, "Mipnei kvoido shel mes," because he has to be mechabed the mes. He can't. If you're machmir and you do a mitzvah, it'll be a bizayin for the mes. It won't be covered for the mes. And later you're not allowed to massage. Birushalmi lomo. Koma mipnei kvoido shel mes. Inami mipnei she'in lo mishe yisa masos. That there isn't anybody else to be misasek. If you're the only one who's misasek, so Mimela, you're not allowed to leave the mess, and even if you want to be Machmir, but it's on somebody else's account. If you're Machmir, it's on his husband, you're leaving the mess, that's also. So what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is if there's somebody else that could be nicer than Masek. If there's somebody else that could be Misasek, so you could leave it, and somebody else will take over and be covered of the mess. And then Shechatzpesvers, it says, Meister, Shemeso Achoiso Shel Rabbeinu Tam B'Shabbos, the sister of Rabbeinu Tam died on Shabbos, Vodiu Loi B'Moitzei Shabbos B'Yir Acheres, Rabbeinu Tam was in a different city, V'Ochel Boso, V'Shoto Yayin. V'Oma Akivan Sheish Lo Baal Shechayin B'Kvuroso, Eine Yosol B'Boso V'Yayin. V'Efsho Shigam Rabbeinu Tam Moya B'Yir Atmo Yer Mekub Nehisi Atam. Could be Rabbeinu Tam would be Mekub because he's not Mechuyiv, he's not a Onen as far as the chumras of haninus. Why? Because there's somebody else, the husband, that he's chayv bekvura, he's mechuyev to, so he's the one. But Rabbi Natam, he's a brother, he's not mechuyev. In the tour, in Yoredeya, Simen Shin Mem Aleph, he brings this maisa, and he says like this. Kosav Ri. Rabbi Yitzchak, Sheniftero Imi Moirosi, the mother of the real Baal HaTosfos died, who gave a double Rabbi Natam Shoyo Chio. Rabbi Natam was the uncle of the Ri. He was the brother of this mother of the Ri that died. So he should be an Inner Ovel. Voyo Dor Beir Acheres. Rabbi Natam lived in a different city. And they told him on Mutzoy Shabbos. He doesn't mention Mutzoy Shabbos, not again. Even though Onim is also Lishtes Boso, Lishtes Yain Belechel Boso, the Nosan family Dvor. Shekiv and Shayelo Baal Shechayv Bekvuroso, Muteles Al Bailo Veloy Olof. It's Mutal on the husband, the Chiyu Vakvura and the Tirde. So he's not in Torah. Veloy Karina Be Misha Mesei Mutalafono. From this lesson of the Torah, Veloy Karina Be Misha Mesei Mutalafono is Mashma that all the other dinim also, that means Rabbi Natan would be mechuyev b'mitzvahs also, because not called a meisei mutar lefonav, so mele is mechuyev. Because of Adoni Ovi Rosh, the Rosh wrote on this din of Rabbi Natan, Svorah chalusha uklushai, It's a weak Sabora. We can't rely on it. Lose Hizuk. In Cain, if you say the Sabora, that husband is Mechuyev because he's Mechuyev Bekvuve, so by Mela, other people, other relatives are not Onanim, because they're not Toru than the Kvura. In Cain, Achei Ames Yechlu Bos, or Yishtu Yain. Every time a brother dies, so the brothers won't be Onanim, they won't be prohibited from doing things regular, or they were mechuyev b'mitzvos. Kimon shebom av yoshinu sheyoshinu sechayovin b'kvurosa, because the brother has his own sons that are mechuyev b'kvura, they're yorish and they're chayev b'kvura, so they're the onanim, but so the brothers won't be onanim. And we say not like that. We see that the derech is that they're also onanim. Elovada loyplug rabona elokol amisablim misonanim kvurin mutal olav lekoyvui ba'filu enay ba'il deleibinon mutal afonos. So he says, Rosh is Cholik Rabbein Hashem, he says, even if it's not, in front of him, and it's not Mutal Olav, still he's called the Oinein, it's because Loi Plug Rabbonan. It's mashma a little bit from the Loshon HaTorah that this din of Oinein, that he's potter is Mito Rabbonan. The din, it's a din of Rabbonan that he's potter from the other things of Oisek the Mitzvah. That means like the Rabbonan said that he's Oisek in this Mitzvah, he shouldn't go and do other Mitzvah. So he says the story of Loi Plug Rabbonan. So, while we're at this point of that it's called Oisik B'mitzvah, Toto Min HaMitzvah, so the Shulchan Aruch, there's a kasha from the next daf. There's a kasha that Gemara says on daf, Yutes Amud Bey, Toshma V'la'choyse, says that a Nazir can be Mitami or a Kohen can be Mitami La'choyse. The Nazir, see, Rash says it's talking about Nazir, says the same thing, says it's talking about Kohen. They're not allowed to be Mitami to A'choyse to a sister. Ma Talmud Loi, Ma Reish, Oyo, Elech, Lishchen, Tes, Pisle, Bela, Molez, Benoi, V'shom, Hashem, Meis, Loi, Mes, Yochol, Yachzov, Yitami, Amos, Loi, Yitami. That you're not allowed to be Mitami, you're on the way to bring a carbon Pesach. And if you go back for your mess, you heard that a mess died, that one of your relatives died, so you're not allowed to go back. You continue on with the Pesach. We would think that you should go back and deal with the mess. Amos Loyitami. Why? Why is me Mitami? Because Shchitas HaPesach is Bekores, and if it'll be Mitami, it'll be Mitato from Pesach. Or Lomulez Benoi is also a chorus. Rashi has two shots in Lomulez Benoi, if it's because of the chorus of the Nilev, of the son, or it's because of the chorus that if he's not Malas' son, he won't be able to do a carbon Pesach, because Mila's Chorov is Ma'akiv. If he has a son that's not Mold, so it's Ma'akiv in from Pesach, so there's a chorus in Pesach. So since it's a Choshev and Mitzvah of chorus, so you don't go back to be Mitani Lemesh. To the Ma'ashal and the truth of Pim and Ayin, he is. So why? Why don't you go back the kashi is why don't you go back why do you need a posik? 1 second, the kashi is what was the Hava Amina that we should leave the Korban Pesach and go and be misasik in the mesh? I are osik b'mitzvah, you're osik in the mitzvah of carbon Pesach, why should you go back and be metame lemes? Another kash is because he's Isaac the carbon Pesach, but now he heard that he's a oinen. Since he's a oinen, because mes lemes, he's potter from carbon Pesach, like a oinen is potter from all mitzvahs. So why does he continue with his Pesach? So that it says a teret, because it's midrabbonon. Since it's midrabbonon, that means the rabbonon, the din of Oinen is Midr Rabbonon. The din of Oinen is Midr Rabbonon. So the Melo, the Rabbonon weren't good on the Mokin Kores of Pesach and Milah. So the same thing like we saw in the Torah, that the Torah says Loi Plug Rabbonon, that all Kerovim are called Oinenim. So the same thing we see here in the Gemara, that with the Oinen is Chayv the Korban Pesach if he started off on Korban Pesach. So Enoch Hanami is Oisik B'mitzvah, but Oinen is Potter, is Matkia, all the Chiyuvim. So we say that since Ayinin is the Rabbanon, so Mimele is still Mechuyev to do Korban Pesach. They weren't Gezer on it. There's a Tshuva from the Shvus Yaakov, and the Chofetz Chaim talks about it. Somebody is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and he heard that he became a Ayinin, that Mes Loi Mes. Should he stop his Shmoneh Esrei because Ayinin is proper from everything? Or should he continue? And the Chochmas Adam says he should continue. The Shvus Yaakov says he should continue. They say, why? Because like all mitzvahs, it says he's chilu ein mafsikim. Gemara and Shabbat says that there is the Rabbonon. So he's chilu, if he said, let's say, you're not allowed to start eating before mincha. But if you started, he's chilu ein mafsikim. So also Shmonesre, he's chilu ein mafsikim. Which is a little bit hard to understand because Yischilu Ein Mafsikin means that the Rabbanon said L'chatchila not to eat before Mincha. But the Abbot, if you started eating, so they didn't say you have to stop eating. That was the Takona. But here, Ayinin is always Potom in Amitza, so it should be Mafkiya, the Din of Shmoneser. Why is it called Yischilu? In fact, he started, he wasn't the Ayinin. He didn't start when it was the Easter. Now it's Ayinin, it should be Mafkiya. Another time it says in the Chayyodam, in the Chochmas Odom, is because Oisik b'mitzvah potom in a mitzvah. Since he's Oisik in Tefillah, so he's potom from the mitzvah of Oinen of being misasik in the Kavur, which also needs a hezber. The Korban Pesach, we should say the same thing. Why do you need a posik to say, Oy, lechlish v'tes pishoy? We would think that he should go back to be metamed lemes, komash no v'lachoy, that he doesn't need. Why do you need a posik? Let's say Oisik b'mitzvah. He's Oisik b'mitzvah's Korban Pesach, so he doesn't have to go back to the mes to be metamed. Oisik b'mitzvah potom na mitzvah, just like the Chochma Sodom says, that in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, Oisik b'mitzvah potom na mitzvah. That means like this, that mitzvah the oinen that is potter min mitzvah, so we said that it's a derabbanan. This one is potter min mitzvah, is a derabbanan. And since it's a derabbanan, they weren't going there and he could do the Korban Pesach. Or mitzvah the doraisa, so they said b'mitzvah, so there would be a hava mine to leave the Korban Pesach and go and do Kvuras HaMes. So maybe the pshat would be because Kvuras HaMes is a bigger mitzvah, and if it's a bigger mitzvah, so you even would leave one and do the other. And the Chazon Ish, Simen Yud Daled, the Chazon Ish, Simen Yud Daled, it starts off with Misha Mesa is Potom Mitzvah, and Rashi says that it's because of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potom and Amitzvah. So the Chazon Ish says, if he gives man Kriyashma before the man died, so he should be Chayev B'Kriyashma, because Oisik B'mitzvah, Potom and Amitzvah, the other way around, but first he should do Kriyashma, because he's Oisik B'Kriyashma. So then he says, Mil Motzinu, that a mess mitzvah is Deicha Korban Pesach, because that's the Gemara says at the end, that only a regular mess is not Deicha Korban Pesach. But if it's a mess mitzvah, so it's covered up with it, that he should leave the Korban Pesach and go do a Kvuras mess mitzvah. I wish it pato a Kvuras mess mitzvah because of Oisik Ben Mitzvah. And he says, Vachim, I call a mesim al kroven to mess mitzvah damim. That means all krovim of a mess is not a mess mitzvah because the krovim are misasik. So the krovim that are misasik and they are relative to be krovim, it's just like for them it's a mess mitzvah because they're the ones who are misasik. Papa gav delinya li tamid derev pesach ena krovim li tamid lacha chatzos. So you see that they don't be misasik. He says, "Mishayinu mishum shechoinu nikbar al yedei acherim v'lo shuv l'pisachon." Other people could be covered. So what's the pshat to other people? Who's going to be covered? Other people also mechuyev be Korban Pesach. Unless he means that they could be covered all the good. Abul hocha, or maybe it's gay, or some people that can't eat the Korban Pesach, they're not mechuyev. Maybe that's what the Chazon Ish means. Abul hocha, deyman yichodin lichos kresh mabchein lasik b'shal mitzvois mishum shetzrichin lichasik sheikbol meizo mareyu alin kedin mes mitzvah. So the Chazon Ish is saying that if it came to Zman Kriyashma, so you should be Oisik B'Kriyashma and not the Mes. So why do you go and do the Mes in your Potom B'Kriyashma? So he says, because for the relative, for him himself, for him, it's a mes mitzvah. So Mamele is potter, Mikreshma, the Oilein, even though he's a Oisek ben mitzvah, because the din of mes mitzvah is decha the din of Oisek ben mitzvah. Well, if he's there, happy mes le mes ben Kriyashma, like the cake of the Shavus Yaakov and the Chayim Chochmas Odom, Yeshlema di Afsik darin pokach yuvoi. So the Fidah has a new cheshbin, then always it's because it's like a mes mitzvah, so he has to stop everything. All the mitzvahs that he's oisek and don't be misasik in the mess. So Mamele, if he's in the middle of Kriyashma, he don't finish the Kriyashma, because that the din of mes mitzvah, or his own mess that's like a mes mitzvah, is pokeh the chiyuv. And he brings the Shvus Yaakov that he should finish and tzorich yuvon. Then there's a Rosh that he talks about what would be the din if somebody died on Shabbos. So the relative, the son, let's say the son. The son on Motzoi Shabbos, he doesn't make Avdolah because he's Poto Mikol HaMitzvos. He's allowed to eat before Avdolah and he's Koyver the mess. What happens after he's Koyver the mess? Should he go back and say Avdolah or not? Because the Gemara says in Pesach, even though he ate, so you're not allowed to eat before Avdolah, but if he ate, but the event, even after he ate, he still could do Avdolah regular case. So what would be by a mess? L'chatchila, when it was Motzoi Shabbos, he was Poter from Avdolah. Now it came that he was Koyver the mess, should he go back and do Avdolah? So the Rosh brings down and is sending the tour in Simon Shinmen Malef. And he says that the Maharam in Rutenberg said that he should be in Avdi. He says that there's a machlokis. Some say that the Maharam in Rutenberg says to be Mavdil. The Kaimelo Mishelo Ivdil Motzei Shabbos Mavdil Voilech Kol HaShabbos Kula. That means there's two sheets. One sheet is that Spencer says that if you didn't be Mavdil on Motzei Shabbos, you're Mavdil all week, or some say 3 days. So you, over here also, even if he was, after he was covered the mess, now he has a chiyub of Avdolah. All the time there's man of Avdolah, so maybe they should do Avdolah now. The other sheet that's Cholek, like Rabbeinu Yehuda, he says, Ein la'avdil. Why? So the Rosh says, in the Rosh, it's Dr. Rabbi Meir Rutenberg or Medenberg, that he says that not to make Avdolah. He says, why? The sheet that says not to make Avdolah is because, just like he says, it's exactly like the Gemara in Chagiga says, Chigya Barishon and Mispater B'Sheini, that is Potter, which means the Gemara in the beginning of Chagiga says that somebody who is Chiger, that he limps, he's Potter from Aliyah L'Rega, because you have to be early, it's a mashman the Potter, you have to be early Berega. So what would be if the first day of Yom Tov he was a Chiger, he was limping, and the next day he was healthy again, so the first day was Potter from Aliyah L'Rega. What would be the din? Is he Mechuyev b'Aliyah L'Rega on the Karbonos of Aliyah L'Rega on the second day? The Shaila is because the second day is a Tashlumin for the first day. Tashlumin means that the Chiyuv was on the first day. If you didn't bring the first day, you could pay it back. But it's not as if the Chiyuv is every day. So if we say Chigya Barishon, so the Sheni is a Tashlumin. And the first day was Potter, so also from Tashlumin is Potter. The Rosh says, since it says that the first day was a Chigya, so he's Potter on the second day, so the same thing with Avdolah, that the Rosh is learning that in these Rishonim that say he's Potter from Avdolah is because the Chiyuv Avdolah is the beginning of Motzei Shabbos. The first minute is Mechayev b'Avdolah. If that instant he was Potter because he was Oinah, there's no Tashlumin because he never became a Chiyuv. He was always Potter. What would be if the first minute he was still living the mess and then he died? So there was a Chiyuv. If there was once a Chiyuv, so then the Mepharshim say that the person can say that even like this sheet, he would say Avdolah afterwards, because it's a Tashlumin for that minute. But in the case that he died on Shabbos, there's no Tashlumin, because he would be Potter. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim, if this man Avdolah is the beginning of Motzei Shabbos, or this man Avdolah is after Shabbos. So if it's the beginning, so it's a Din Tashlumin, and there's no Din Tashlumin, because he was Potter. But if it's the whole week is this man, so even if he was Potter in the beginning, but now he's Mechuyev. The same thing in the Gabi Tfilas Arvis. It says in the Shulchan Aruch Shin Mem Aleph that if he died, let's say, before the night started, and all night he wasn't nikbar, they buried him in the morning, so there's no din tashlumin on tefillas avos, because the whole night he was chatur. But if there would be a few minutes in the beginning of the night that he was chayev b'mayrev, and then the mes died, so there is a din tashlumin in the morning when he davened shacharis to be mashlim tefillas avos from that beginning of the night. Because the din tashlumin is tashlumin for a chiyuv. There's no din chiyuv, so there wouldn't be a din tashlumin. Needless to say that if they buried him and there's still part of the night left, there's mechuyev and tefillas arvis on that part of the night. And now he has a chiyuv. This minute is mechayev the din of arvis. Then there's another shaila. There's a shaila, what happens if somebody ate while he's owning, he's allowed to eat. He doesn't make a bracha, but he eats. So he ate while he was owning, then it was nikbar the mes, and after the kvura is already mechuyev the mitzvah, and it's still toch shir equal. That means that he didn't digest yet the food, he's still not hungry from what he ate. And the din is that if somebody ate and he didn't say birchas hamazon yet, so when it goes by the shear of equal, usually it's 72 minutes kibbeh, that it should be soveya, so he could still say birchas hamazon. If to that time he can't say birchas hamazon. So what would be if while he ate, he was potter, but now he still has the shear equal. The shaila is the chiyuv birchas hamazon on the mice of eating, and then he could do it, it called zman, he wasn't nisakel, he still feels the eating, he could still bench, or the birchas hamazon is on the sviya that he has, and he has a sviya called zman that there's in the shear equal, he's still so there, so he's mechuyev birchas hamazon on the sviya. So that kaminas, let's say, for oinein, while he ate, he was potter, but afterwards he's still so there, and it was mesmas nikbar. Do we say that it's chayav on the sviya or is potter because of the achila? So the Chochmas Odom says, that it's chayav bebirchas hamozen. And same thing the Nisibis and Nisidah Derech HaChaim, he says it's chayav. Also, the Nisibis and the Derech HaChaim, it's all brought in the Bir Aloch and Simenayin Aleph. That if he went to the bathroom and he had to say Asher Yotzar, and then after he was oin and it was nikbar the mess, he should say Asher Yotzar now. Because he still has the chiyuv of the Asher Yotzar. That's some wanna be mechalik, that Asher Yotzar is different. It's when he was not b'shas the chiyuv of the Asher Yotzar, he was potter. There's no shiur equal. There's nothing now to be mechayvim the Asher Yotzar. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Pei Vav, he has a chakira dome to that, and he says, what would be a koton? A koton, the last day that he's a koton, and the night he becomes a gadol. He ate before the night, and he still didn't digest, but still the shiur equal, and he became a gadol. If he's mechuyev on the achila, so the achila he was a koton, he was potter midoraisa. And if it's on the equal, then now he's soveya, so he should be mechuyev now to be mevorich midoraisa. The lashon of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is he mechuyev midoraisa or not mechuyev midoraisa? Because the emes, even if he's not mechuyev midoraisa, but he was mechuyev midorabonon while he was a kotel. So it could be that really he would be mevorich in any case, because of the dorabonon at least. But the shaila is if it's a nafkemin, if it's a doraisa or not, let's say if he could be mochi somebody else. If it's a doraisa, it could be mochi somebody else. If it's a drabonon, it can't be mochi somebody else. Then he goes on to say that it's a nafkemina if he already said birchas hamozen while he was a kotem. And there's still the shiur equal. So what he said, the birchas hamozen in the daytime was only midrabonon. And then he came at night and there's still a shiur equal. So maybe now he has a chiyuv doraisa of birchas hamozen, because the birchas hamozen drabonon that he did earlier is as if it's not Kayim, it's as if he didn't do it. And now when he's in the Chiv Doraisa, he's again in the Chiv. The Chazon Ish says the same case, what would be a ger that he ate, and then he was Nisgayer, and he became a Yid, and he has still the Shir equal, he's still Soveh from eating before, is he Mechiv to be Mevarich Birchas HaMozon or not? The Chazon Ish says, it's in Simon Kof Ches, Kiman should be a chasamosin mikori alo achila. If you go after the achila, if b'shas achila was a bar chiyuv or even mechuyev, and if he was b'shas achila not a bar chiyuv, even now he's a bar chiyuv, that it was nisarkes, that's only a shear in the hemshich of the zman abrocha. But if he was potter then, he's not mechuyev even now. It doesn't help what he said there now. And he brings in his topic b'zera b'shevegah b'chidusha, but his maskana, the Chazonish maskana is that the deen is on the achila, and the hemshech is just sure that he has time to do it. That's the famous Chazonish that he talks about the month, that it was nivla beivorim. So how could they say berachas amon? Says Moshe tikelam berachas amon when you're at the month, but right away it was nivla beivorim. So when is it? Just like the Kolbo says that even after by rech you don't say a bracha achron on rech because it's over the shear equal. So also by mono is nivla bevarim, it's not a shear equal. So the Chazanish says that right away after he ate you could still be bevarim, but you don't have the hemshir. The hemshir could say different. You could say that nivla bevarim means that he had it. They felt to be the whole day from that omer. So it's not as it, so the shear equals the whole day, even if it's nivla beivorim, but tzvi is what they felt. The pischei tshuva and simen shimen malav bring the birkei Yosef that onen is chayv benetilas yadayim, even though he doesn't make a bracha, but netilas yadayim without a bracha he should do. Why? Because the netilas yadayim is because of a gzeira. Srach teruma, that kohanim used to eat teruma, and they might touch it with their hands that are tomei. So memela, they were gozer that anybody who eats bread should be neitel yodayim. So it's because it's of a gzeira, it's not a mitzvah esse, it's only it starts out with a gzeira, so even a name would be mechiv in the tilas yodayim, but without a bracha. Then there's another din in the Pischei Tshuva that he says that his Aronim is potter from B'dikas Chometz because the mitzvah Tashbis of B'dikas Chometz, so he should be machnes chelik to somebody else, and that person will do the B'dikas Chometz. Then he brings on the Behuda. What would be the din in Sfiras Omer? If Aronim started Sfiras Omer in the middle of counting in one of the days on that side, so if he counts now he's potter, it's not Sfiras Omer, but then he'll lose the Sfiras Omer on the days after the Kvura. So the Nodabu that says that he should count without a bracha because he will lose the hemshir. Then you can think, well what's the pshad he should count? Even if he counts the chur, it's not called a mitzvah. So if you say that it could be machmer, maybe it's called a mitzvah. The Nodabu that says such a mitzvah is negated to the hemshir, so he's chayim. Then there's a Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says potter from mitzvah seser, but loisa says mechuyev. Then the Chacham Tzvi says each mitzvah of yibum that a brother dies and is mechuyev to a mitzvah seser to be miyabim the wife if he died without children. So beremes lachatchila b'shas ma'aser that he died, so the brother is a oinim. So if he's a oinim, he's potter min a mitzvah. So if so, it's a nesro shoachas. The first minute if he's not mechuyev when he's mefila liyibum, he's potter v'neila. So he should be potter in the Hemshach, because if you're not mechuyev in the beginning of the Nefila Liyibum, so he's not mechuyev. So the Chacham Tzvi says that b'emes the din of oinim that he's potter min ha-mitzvah is mid-derabonon. It would be mid-deraisa, his maskim would be a kash, but since it's mid-derabonon, so memelu, we don't say by Yibum that he's potter because of din oinim. B'emes you could think maybe it's a doyment to the Tosfos in Yevamos that Beza Medalev that says that a nida, if a nida fell the yibum, so the brother we don't say nesro shoachas and nesro ilamis because it shall be mutar later, even though now it's a nida, but later shall be mutar. So in the middle we say that even now there's a nefila for this either for this man of later or beside the nefila it's a nefila just the Yisrael of the nida, and it goes by if she's tova she goes through it. So in the middle I mean also it's just that right now he can't do it because he's earning his Isaac B'tzorchei HaMet, but he will be mutar afterwards. It should be doing it to the same din of Nida. This is of Beis HaMedalef in Yevamos. So that's what we wanted to talk about, the sugya of Oinen that is Potter Minamitzvah.